Headlines this morning, blue chips slide into a bear market. Dow enters territory for first time since early in the pandemic after the fifth day of declines. Paul, by closing time today, will it be a bounce back story? What's your forecast?
Welcome to Turnaround Tuesday. And it's, you know, we're starting to finally see a little bit of a bounce back, but the last 10, 11 trading days, the market's declined 12%. That's a bad year, let alone a bad couple of weeks. And a lot of it is on the back of the Fed and inflation reports. The Fed has been very adamant, and you're going to hear a ton of speakers later this week. We're raising rates. We got to get inflation down. So that is job one. And they are willing to break stuff in order to make that happen. One of those stuffs is the economy.
Let's see. The weekly jobless claims are low. The housing market showing some cracks, though, right?
Yeah. The economy is starting to show signs that it is starting to slow. One of the things, and it is a lagging indicator, is unemployment. And it's one of the things we haven't seen yet is just out-and-out firings where companies are just laying off large quantities of people. We're seeing it in a few companies here and there.
Thank goodness, because people can't afford the rent increases.
Right. And we're seeing rent actually starting to flatten out. There was a couple of reports this morning by Realtor.com and a few other places that are doing rentals. They're saying that the rents are actually down marginally, but still up about 6-7% versus year-ago levels. But that's starting to flatten out. It'll show up in the inflation numbers come next year.
What is this PCE that you financial geniuses are talking about? The personal consumption expenditure. Is that an important number?
It is for the Fed. That's their inflation indicator. And that's been running at about 4.8%. They're wanting to get interest rates above that PCE number in order to stem the inflation. So that's part of the reason why the markets are doing what they're doing is they've been calling the Fed's bluff all year, and the Fed has been adamant we're raising rates. So you're going to see at least a 50, if not a 75 basis point hike in November when the Fed next meets. And it'll be unusual because it'll be right in front of the election, and usually the Fed steps aside before elections.
Yeah, you write on your blog that the markets may see at least a short-term bottom soon. What does that mean for investors?
That means today. Today's the bottom. No. What it means is that, you know, a lot of people have gotten very nervous with the markets. It's gone down a lot, and people have been selling and saying, oh my gosh, the world is ending here as the Fed raises rates. But the fact of the matter is interest rates now are providing a good rate of return. You can get 4% on a two-year treasury. You can get, with the market down as much as it has been, the forward rates of return. So again, if you're a long-term investor, things are on sale. Normally, investors don't look at it that way. If it's on sale at Kmart or at Macy's, we're there. But if it's on sale at Wall Street, usually everybody runs for the hills.
So it's earnings season soon here, and we're going to get some inflation reports. How will those indicators move markets, do you think?
Well, the inflation indicator is really the thing that everybody should be looking at, because that's about the only thing the Fed's looking at. What's going to be interesting when we get to the earnings season, and that'll start in about 2-3 weeks, is what companies have to say about their business. What are they saying about supply chains? What are they saying about wages? What are they saying about their pricing and their ability to raise rates or raise prices? And what is the impact on margins? Over the last few months, we've seen estimates come down as revenues have come down a little bit, but also their profitability has come down, and that is a function of higher interest or higher inflation. So we'll see what that impact continues to be on corporate America.
Are gas prices going to start going back up again?
It's possible. I mean, we've drained the SPDR, the special petroleum reserves that we have. We're down to levels that we haven't seen since the 1980s, 1990s. And so they're going to have to rebuild that. And, of course, that's going to create demand for energy. And that has the potential to pop up oil prices. Typically, we're in the slow season. So this is the period of the year that we would see lower oil prices. That may be a little different if we decide to go ahead and refill that reserve.
Psychologically, those gas prices coming down lately, that's made us feel a little better, hasn't
it? Yeah, as we're all stuck in traffic coming into the loop. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's been a help, and it has helped the overall inflation number, but there's a lot of other components that below the surface still have some strength to them.
We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. It gives you a week to work on positive news for us, Paul. Kingsview VP Paul Nolte. Have a good day.
I'll talk to you soon. Thanks.